Order! Order! I want order in this court! Robert Carr, please stand.
This is very reminiscent of...
You will not laugh in my court, how dare you! You have been on trial, and I want to know what you have to say for yourself.
Can you tell me what I'm on trial for?
You know what you have done.
I called the thingy a squirrel, the chipmunk a squirrel.
That was the least of your issues, and I can assure you that will be dealt with at a later date.
Is that what this is about?
No, that will be dealt with at a later date. You know exactly what you've done. You have upset.
Yeah? I've upset a lot.
A second time, my wife.
I upset a lot of people, dude.
Shush in my court. Be quiet now. 2 or 3 episodes ago, Robert Carr, we were in this office, and we were recording, and you were going on about bad luck. Upside down bad luck in particular. Can you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Do you know why you're on trial now?
Have I caused someone to have bad luck?
No, but you have done something nearly as bad as Tom opening his crisps upside down.
Did I open something upside down?
I present to the court Exhibit A. Can you tell me Can you tell me what this is?
It's Miranda's handwriting on an envelope.
It is. And what is the issue with this envelope?
It's upside down.
It is upside down.
I noticed it as well.
And it was upsetting, to say the least.
It's ridiculous. The thing is, I noticed it as well.
What have you got to say for yourself?
That my wife should be on trial. I'm just an accomplice.
Disgusting.
In this episode of the Variety Show podcast, Tom is feeling the cold.
So it's not sweltering in it, but
no kid is saying it's cold.
Yeah, no, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Wait, another rant. Jesus, Tom.
What does he do? Walks up to each of them and gives them a crisp out of a fucking Pringles tube.
Foot fetishists rejoice. We're talking socks.
Well, don't you get started, okay?
You're going to roll it off, aren't you? You're going to roll it off your foot and you're going to be left with a little sausage of sock.
Do you remember his back?
1, 2, 5, question mark.
Yeah, no, okay, stop there. This is worse than talking about fucking monkeys.
I can keep going. I'm not even on the second
line. I know you can keep going, and I don't want you to keep going.
Taste testing old lunchbox items and blue things.
The natural flavourings of
anything.
Human.
And then caffeine. It could be anything. But I can tell you, I think this is fucking gross.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Welcome back to the Variety Show podcast with me, Tom, and my co-host, Rob.
Hello.
Yes, he's in trouble with the courts again. I mean, it's terrible, but what can you do? But Rob, how are you doing? How's Supernatural?
I was watching it before it came out.
Are you still on season 3?
Yes, season 3, episode 2 or 3 since we spoke on the Trek show.
God, you love talking about Supernatural.
I do, nearly as much as I like listening to monkeys doing Trek.
And if you don't know that reference, go and listen to the Untitled Trek show.
Yeah, for like 3 episodes.
How are you doing anyway, sir?
Fine, yeah, all right, I suppose.
Yeah, nice quiet day.
Quiet day. I didn't have to do much work today, did I? I was home by midday.
That's a beautiful day.
I had a good moment, though. My parents come around the weekend, and Mum always gets like some really nice ham that she then that has sandwiches with. And she brought some of the leftover ham, so I made a sandwich out of it. And I've got 4 animals. 3 of them, I've got a photo, were right in my face when I was eating this ham sandwich.
Beautiful. Talking about ham sandwiches then, we were in Tesco, me and T, doing the weekly shop, and I made a family next to us laugh. We were walking along the bread aisle, and T just shouted out, "Oh, crikey, yeah, you've got animals surrounding you."
Yeah.
We're walking up the aisle, and T just suddenly shouted, "Daddy, Daddy, Pepper, Pepper." It's like, what? Looked around, and yeah, on the Hovis 50-50 loaf is Peppa Pig at the moment. apparently sponsoring. And I said, well, yes, T. What they're doing is they're telling families they need to do more bacon sandwiches. And the family next to me just lost it.
You know what? As soon as you said it, I was thinking of the ham that was in the shape of the teddy bear's face. Have they got ham in the shape of a Peppa Pig's face?
Oh, they should do that.
They should really
do
that, yeah. That's a good touch.
No, but the teddy bear face, you can kind of understand. You can make that fit a loaf of bread. Yeah. You know, you've got a slice of bread, it'll fit vaguely. Peppa's face is just deformed. It's not going to fit your loaf. It's not going to fit the slice properly.
It's kind of like a side.
So you're going to have to kind of like have, I don't know, you're going to have to 69 her face, basically, because she's kind of a six, isn't she? And you'd have to turn her upside down to make it.
No,
that's the only way it's going to fit in the slice and fill enough
fan
bread.
Of this analogy here.
Yeah. Cancelled. Otherwise, you've been okay?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, I played a little bit of Final Fantasy today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, about 45 minutes. So that was good.
Better than Elden Ring?
Yeah, I'm leaving that for a while, as I said.
Yeah,
I'm going to rest. I want to have some fun.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to go back to Tomb Raider. I've decided.
Oh, yeah, good.
I had a little tidy up. The consoles have been put onto a table so I can get to them a bit more easily. Mm-hmm. And hoping that they won't cook to death.
You've got your Quest there and your Retroid.
Yeah, I need to charge the Quest. I've been very, very lax with playing that. And I shouldn't be because it was expensive as it was. And I had a lot of fun with it. We need to do the Star Trek game again.
Yeah, mine lives on charge. But you know what? I went to use it literally 2 weeks ago. One of the controllers was dead. The battery just drains out of them where they sat
there.
They
really drain. Mm. I've lost four sets of batteries to that now. Yeah. So I'm taking the batteries out, just leaving them without power until I need them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll do a firmware update to fix that. Who knows? Mm. Anyway, should we get on with the show?
Yes.
What's blue and found in a swimming pool? No, I'm not doing those jokes. Nope. Hypothermia. There, that was the answer.
So not going to lie, the first 10 minutes of this show is very ranty. And when I say the first 10 minutes, I actually mean the first 15 minutes because I added something literally before you came over. So rant number one, I took T swimming.
Yes.
And we normally have a great time at the swimming.
It's brilliant, the swimming.
We go in the little kind of learner's pool, they call it, and they call it the under five swimming fun.
Yep.
And granted, there's fuck all that makes it swimming fun. Yeah. It's just they've opened up the learner's pool and you can throw your children in there and they've got to be under five. Honestly, I still maintain that if they say under five swimming fun, I expect floats and some toys thrown in there as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just under five swimming in the learner pool.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. Anyway, I took him in the afternoon as Jem wanted some time with Kay. So I said, oh, don't worry, I'll do the shopping with them and then we're going to go swimming in the afternoon. And that's what we did. And the only swimming in the afternoon is the family pool, not the learner's pool. And I don't get it because we got there and the learner's pool was just marked up as this pool is closed. Mm-hmm. There's no lessons going on. There were no lessons prior to it. So why they couldn't open it up when it's not required, I don't know.
It's got to be a staffing
thing. Got to be. But we went in the family pool and it was fucking freezing.
Oh, that's the one to the size.
That's the one to the size. And it's so fucking miserable. It's the family pool. You're expecting little kids to go in there. And within 15 minutes, T's lips were blue. And he was holding me like a little limpet, bless him. He didn't want to let go because it was so cold.
Last time I went in that pool, all three of us were there. And all three of us, the next day, had a stomach bug.
I remember you saying.
So Miranda won't go back.
Well, we lasted 45 minutes out of the hour before T said, Daddy, cold, go. I was like, no, I don't blame you. Because even I was feeling it. I'm not too bad in cold water, but even I was starting to feel it. And I went up to the reception at the end of it. And she said, oh, yeah, it is sometimes like that. And I said, well, it shouldn't be. It's a family pool. Mm-hmm. And you're expecting little kids to be in there? You're charging them an hour, but there's no way any little kids in there would survive up to an hour. And she said, oh, well, we haven't had any other complaints. Roll on three other parents with their little kids who all got out at the same time as I did, saying, well, no, we're complaining as well. It's too cold. It's horrible in there.
I can tell you what it is. It's the cost to make it
up. Of course it is.
That is literally it.
And the time involved.
Money, yeah.
But it shouldn't be. If it's a family pool, it should be at a good temperature, not fucking freezing.
It needs to be at a hotter temperature. And to be fair, in their defense, actually, like the kiddie ones, not that expensive. So they could get away with charging a quid more and putting that quid more on everyone that goes to heating the fucking pool.
Yes.
To a temperature that because people won't go. Because they've got to weigh it up. As soon as you've gone a couple of times and it's fucking freezing, you're not going to go back to that pool. So they're going to lose even more money.
Exactly what I said. I'm not going to come back and use the family pool. I will bring tea when it's the under five pool, and that is it.
Because that's always quite nice, isn't it?
When we've it's been. Lovely. It's maybe about 26, 27 degrees. So it's not in the 30s like some of the private pools are. So it's not sweltering in it. But
no kid is saying it's cold.
Yeah, no, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yet the kids I saw in that family pool, they were, no one was happy.
Yeah.
Except for the older kids who are kind of that little bit more resilient. They're the ones that will jump in the sea, go head under. It's like, nah, this is beautiful. It's like we're in Lanzarote when it's the south coast.
You know, I wonder as well if, because the big one, they clearly heat the big one.
No, they don't.
Do they not?
We went as a family about 2 months ago, and me and T were in the under five pool. Jem and Kay were in the big pool. And we were just all rotating because it was so cold in the big pool as well.
Oh, that's new, because when I was a member of the gym there, it gave me swimming. So I used to go before work and do lap swimming, and the water was always hot.
Not anymore.
So I just thought, what my point was thinking, they probably don't have to heat the little tiny one because the heat in the room from the big one is probably enough to just keep the small one at a nicer temperature. Whereas that other pool that you're talking about is to the side in its own kind of building. It's at the end, so it's got two external walls. It's probably not very well insulated. And even if they are heating the water, it's just going to disappear anyway.
I don't know. I honestly don't know, but it's really, really pissed me off. If you have a family pool, heat the fucking thing.
They've got an outdoor one as well. They've got four pools there.
Yeah, I know. And there were people outdoors that... Okay, just to finish this before I rant about the next goddamn thing. We got out the pool and it was warmer outside the pool than in the pool.
That's when you know it needs to be warmed up.
Yeah.
Who eats crisps before dealing with a customer? Tom has yet another rant.
I have very fond memories of curries at the bottom of Hollywell Hill in St. Albans.
Yep, me too.
Was it always curries or was it just a big Dixon's at one point?
It was Dixon's and then
it was a big Dixon's and then curries
to
cover.
We spoke about this last time or the time before.
We did, and my fond memory, I used to love just going in there, you know, at a weekend, nothing else to do, walk up and you'd have a walk around. You'd have a walk around all kind of the white goods, not because it was exciting, but you never knew. You might see, like, the latest microwave technology and it would be really funky, you know. It was in that era that we went through, which would have been everything was slightly analog and everything was suddenly becoming digital.
Live correction, it was the rambling episode we spoke about.
It was the rambling episode,
it's the PC
you're right.
Games.
Yes. And then you'd walk over to the TV section and look at all the giant CRTs then plasma screens and eventually LCD TVs were appearing. And then, you'd go over to the computer section. You'd look at all the printers, the laptops for sale, have a prat around. And they had the PC games and you could choose. My favourite one was they had a spinning kind of display stand of all the sold out software. And I bought fuckloads of games from there. But never did I think, this place is shit and I hate the staff in there.
No,
now, Curry's recently
staff.
Is shocking. So,
Get anyone.
Well, two fucking incidents. So, Mum and Dad went to go and buy a new fridge. Mm-hmm. Spent nearly 45 minutes to an hour waiting for someone to come up to them. Dad eventually, and this is at the Hemel one, Dad went up, because of the white stuff is upstairs now,
the Hemel one.
Dad walked up to the side, and there's five of them, just all stood over in the corner, giggling to each other, just chatting away. So Dad just shout, can we have some help up here, please? Someone begrudgingly came up, and they said, right, we'd like this fridge. Have you got it in stock? Oh, no, we don't have stock. Oh, but this one's special, because you can have the floor model. That's why it's reduced. And it's like, well, it's £849. Okay, Mum and Dad aren't exactly poor. So it's like, well, this is the one we want, but there's a scratch down the side. No mention of, oh, I'll speak to the manager, see what we can do. And then they said, oh, there'll be a £60 delivery fee as well with that. And Mum's like, yeah, no, we'll think about it. Now, if you were a decent salesperson, you'd go, you know what, give me a moment. Let me see what we can organise, see what we can source out. Maybe there's a deal on the computer. No, she just went, oh, okay, and turned around and walked away. So that was issue number one. Now, issue number two, it's not with the Curry's products. So we had to take our Vax vacuum cleaner back today because the brushes stopped spinning.
I saw a box out there.
You did. You saw the new one in the box. Now, okay, it was a £130 vacuum cleaner, and for £20, I got 3 years protection with it. And you know, the one thing I will say about Currys is those protection deals, do them. They're fucking brilliant, because Jem had a washing machine at a flat. It got to about 3 years old, but she'd paid for the 3 year protection plan. It broke just before the end of 3 years. And as that one didn't exist anymore, they just gave her a brand new equivalent model. Mm-hmm. And then, do you want to have another 3 years on it? Yes.
Yeah.
So we basically got a free washing machine out of them. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with that. I paid £20. Now I took it back today. And this bit isn't the problem. They went, yeah, okay, returned. We'll go and get you a new one. New one comes down in the box. That's it. Done. Really good. My issue is the fucking staff.
Yeah.
They are so shit. And I've never been in a business more like it. I walk up, I'm standing in the queue. I'm the only person in the queue. Three people look at me. Don't say anything. Just stare at me. Then their manager walks past. And I think, oh, right, here comes the manager. What does he do? Walks up to each of them and gives them a crisp out of a fucking Pringles tube. And they just start eating it. And then eventually she comes over, one of the staff comes over and says, well, what's wrong with it? Okay, I haven't said that's why I'm bringing it back, but yeah, it's faulty. So then she's and fair enough, she just went through the process and she didn't complain, she didn't moan, she just did it all efficiently. But oh, fuck me.
What a way to be greeted.
What has happened? Exactly, she took about 30 seconds to a minute, not just to greet me, just to finish chomping the crisp she had in her mouth before she would talk to me.
The last interaction I ever had with anybody, if staff-wise, in a Currys was I like to go in to look at stuff which I'm eventually going to buy on AO.com. So I like to see it.
Yeah.
And then I buy it somewhere else.
Well, that's what we did with the fridge. So yeah. I went into the Watford Currys because I've always had a good experience there. And granted, I walked in and the majority of staff in there are all in their 50s and 60s, whereas the staff at Hemel are all between 16 and 20 and don't give a shit.
They're fucking useless.
But I went on to John Lewis and bought the same fridge freezer for £50 cheaper with free delivery when we nominated, and it turned up today perfectly.
And a lot of time, John Lewis will give you a 5-year warranty.
1 year additional warranty on top of the 2-year standard
TVs
warranty.
TVs, they give you 5 at Lewis. So I like to go in and just have a look at some of the TVs just because of what I do. I'm interested in them. And one of the staff came up to me and started talking to me about a screen, and they clearly didn't know what they were talking about when they were talking to me about stuff. And I was like, a couple of times I kind of corrected it, and at the end of it I was just like, I'm just not going to bother. You could just be completely wrong about... And then the thing is, I started asking him questions about it just because I just felt like being a cunt, really.
And
about the different things and about different settings on it, and he had no clue what I was talking about. I was like, oh good, okay, now leave me alone.
But they start digging themselves in a hole by trying to answer. I'd rather someone say, you know what, I don't know, let me go and check the product sheet.
Yeah, I mean, it was only because he instigated it by coming up to me and started telling me things that weren't true. You know, it was something as a minimal thing as, like, it's so pathetic about how many fucking HDMI ports it had on it. It's like he was saying it had more. It had two. Because it was one of those LG ones. Because back in the day, you used to be able to buy LGs. Like I brought one. They were way cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons was you had literally one or two HDMI ports on it. That was one of the things. And it didn't bother me because I always had an AVR.
And if I remember rightly, a lot of LG TVs, they not subsidised, that's the wrong thing, but it's the same sort of mentality. Because LG were the mass producers of the LCD screens at the time, if you bought a Sony, it had an LG screen in it. If you bought a Samsung, it had either a Samsung or an LG screen in it. So LG could say, well, there's our own TVs, and every other fucker's paying for our technology, so we can do it cheaper.
Yeah, I think once upon a time it was Panasonic's had the LG panel inside, so you're essentially buying the
whatever
name.
You bought. Yeah, it was the name.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're right. He was really annoying, being really snobby. But he, the one in Hemel is particularly bad. The people in there are fucking awful.
Yeah, and the last thing I'm going to say about Currys is your adverts are shit. Please stop trying to make them cool. I hate you for them.
I don't know what their adverts
are. Oh, they're awful. There's like one of the ones from last year was someone going, huh, I'm a designer. I don't know which laptop I should have. Hi, my name's Lisa from Currys. Now, I think you should have one of these because it's got super fast RAM. It's like, you have no idea what you're fucking talking about. You're just basically saying, come to us and we will help you choose the exact laptop you need, when you have no clue about what you're selling.
Yeah.
And honestly, 99% of your laptops are all exactly the same fucking spec. So the honest answer is, you couldn't tell me the difference between that Sony, that MacBook, or that Dell, or that that Lenovo, or that HP. You couldn't tell me the difference between them. I know you can't, so don't try to.
Yeah.
And that's exactly goes with what you were saying, really. Anyway, that's my other rant. There isn't a third rant. It was just this one.
Tom's wife thinks he's a freak. Well, she thinks the thing he does with socks is freaky. Oh, just listen and you'll find out.
Got a bit of a weird question for you. Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't related to Who Takes the Socks Off podcast. This is just a suitably weird question that apparently upsets my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing you've already called my wife a squirrel when she's quite rightly a fucking chipmunk, I thought, well, I might as well just carry on. How do you take your socks off when you go to bed, or you're getting changed in your bedroom or boudoir, or whatever you want to call it? So Rob's demonstrating here. He's pulled his ankle up. He's
so
pulled
I've
the sock down his ankle.
Thumb to pull the sock round my heel
okay.
to underneath, and then I'll kind of pull it off.
Right, okay. So I am going to video this, and this will be the background of our little 1 minute video clips we do advertising the episode.
You're going to roll it off or something fucking odd?
Well, don't you get started, okay?
You're going to roll it off, aren't you? You're going to roll it off your foot and you're going to be left with a little sausage of sock.
No, I don't even know if it's going to work on this carpet, to be honest.
Your socks are, how crusty are they?
Oh, they're nice and clean.
Okay.
They've only had a day's worth of wear in them. Bear in mind, it's 10 o'clock at night.
Am I filming this?
No. I will film this.
Oh, no, this is really good. This is going to be great for the algorithm if it's got your feet. People love feet.
Should I be uploading this to Pornhub
as
well?
Yeah, we'll get it on Pornhub and stuff. Yeah, this is great.
Right, I genuinely don't know if it's going to work on this carpet. So I'm going to stand up and you can explain what's going on. But basically, I have been shouted at, not shouted, but Jem has lost it, going, oh my God, you can't do that. Stop doing it. It's so weird. And it's freaking her out.
I even
jokingly said, Jem, look, and started doing it. And I hadn't got socks on and she lost it. It's like, oh, you haven't even got socks on. Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to find this weird.
Right, okay. You
if take you need carpet,
you take
help
over.
Me take
you
socks
take
on
for the commentating.
Okay, right. So what's he doing? He's now stood up.
It's not going to work on this fucking carpet.
You were
basically,
just
if
dragging
I'm upset,
your foot
yeah,
along
I go
the
upstairs
floor.
And I just drag my foot along the thing and it pulls my sock down and I just take it off like that and then I can kick it up and put it in the wash.
So you don't have to touch it.
Well, I don't care about touching my sock. It's just, I quite like doing it. I like the feeling of the carpet rub against my foot as I pull it back and it pulls my sock down and off. I will video it upstairs and you'll see what I'm talking about, but
I'm a bit lost for words. I've never thought of somebody taking their sock off by just rubbing it against the floor. So just pull it off.
What can I say? These are actually new socks and they are a bit tighter than my old socks. So that might also be why it's not working. So
yeah, firstly, you buying socks that are too big for you. Do your socks like fall down inside your shoe?
No, my socks are never that big, but these are absolutely...
Have you just got like a really worn part by the side of the bed where you always take your sock off? Or do you have to
rotate your place
in the room?
No, I walk in the room and I slide my foot on the floor and it pulls the sock all the way
Same
down
place
and off.
Every day?
No, random places on the floor.
Definitely random places. If I walked into your bedroom now...
There is
the
not
floor,
a sock skid mark on the floor, no.
Let's wear your socks out a little bit faster than normal because you're rubbing... We'll wear your carpet out. Going around
not...
like you're a dog preparing where he's going to take a piss.
Excuse me, I don't piss in my bedroom anymore.
Anymore.
It happened twice, okay? Enough.
It's a bit like you're marking the territory, like rubbing it.
Yeah, I can't actually... Yeah, no, these are too... I think these might be too new. Let me see if I can get it started. So
you
took
it off like
no,
me then.
Yeah, no, I've just taken... So to get the... I can't actually do it in here because...
Oh, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, so you kind of...
Oh, yeah, I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
This is great for an audio medium.
But it's... Yeah, so we're now both rubbing our feet on the floor like nutcases here. We look very like an odd sort of mason meeting going on.
That's our handshake. No, it's like a pigeon. What pigeons do, don't they? Scuff their feet along the floor. So that's what you do when you get to bed. You do a little pigeon step.
I walk in, the trousers come off, I scoop my feet, and off come the socks. They go in the wash, t-shirt in the wash, and then I go off and do my teeth.
You know, it's one of those things in relationships where it's a little thing that at first you probably thought it's a little bit endearing. Oh, yeah, he's got a cute way he takes his socks off.
Oh, no.
But after like 15 years of being in a relationship, she's just like, take your fucking socks off normally.
No, no. Full stop. It freaks her out. I have no idea why it freaks her out.
She never noticed it before.
I don't know why she suddenly started noticing it.
This will come up in a couples counselling session. Yeah, this is going to be one of the things that comes up.
So when did you realise you hated your husband?
The socks. It was the socks. What else do you do? I want a segment of all the things that you do that annoy her.
Well, no, okay. There's something that me and Jem do not think is abnormal, but a lot of our friends have said this is abnormal.
Okay, I'll be the judge.
Yeah.
Courts in session again.
When the kids have grown up and fucked off, which we're not looking forward to.
I dread that day. I don't want my boy to ever leave.
Exactly. But when it happens, we are having our own bedrooms.
No, that's normal.
I think that's we love it because, let's face it, right now, I'm going to go up to bed. I'm probably going to disturb her to get into bed later. If it's really cold and I'm feeling hot, we've got to deal with the same duvet and the same bedding as each other. Having your own bed... Look, you only need to be in the same bed for particular reasons. The rest of it, you know what? For sleep, have your own fucking bed. Then you can have your own mattress.
Yeah.
I don't think it's abnormal, but so many people we've spoken to have gone, that's really weird.
Well, I know my nan and my dad, so my dad's mum and dad, they had separate rooms. But I snore, and my snoring's got worse as I'm getting older. And before we had tea, Miranda would start in our room, and if I was being particularly bad snoring, she would go into the spare room.
Exactly what used to happen here. So when Jem was pregnant with T, my snoring, because I got, I'll be honest, fat, was really bad. So she would go off to the spare room and sleep in there because she needed her sleep. Mm. And actually, we realised for the past 3 years where we've been co-sleeping with T, we both slept quite well because we've had our own individual beds. It doesn't say anything about our relationship, but people seem to immediately jump out and go, oh, it's really weird.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's probably more common than people let on. But another thing, like with ours, is we live on two completely different temperature levels.
Mm.
I don't really feel the cold that much, particularly compared to her. I can be there in shorts and t-shirt and she'll have a coat on. We're that far apart. And I would want to have the fan on or the window open or whatever. And she would not want any of that stuff.
Come the winter, I want the windows open. Jem does not. Yeah. I love that cold feeling of that frosty air hitting you as the rest of your body's toasty warm under the bed.
Yeah. That's what I used to have when I was at my parents', because my mum would come in, probably because my room smells stale farts or something. And she'd open the window in the night and I'd wake up and it'd be really cold in the room. But I didn't mind. I quite liked it.
Yeah, no. Okay, I'm glad that I'm not just weird on one side of fucking things anyway.
Yeah, I'm not at the point where I would say to Miranda, this is your bedroom and this is mine, but it'll happen loads of times. I would wake up and she'd be in another room because of my snoring.
Exactly. And no, fine, good. We can all accept then that everyone else is wrong.
Everyone's wrong.
I say do, you say remember, do. Well, that was shit, wasn't it? Just get on with it and play the music.
Do you remember the shit that I bought? Remember? Did you give it a thought? Remember? It's probably tat, that's all. Woo! We haven't done one of these for ages.
No, and the pigeon hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, fucking pigeon.
I did tell him that he had to go through the box at the house and find one to pluck out and bring it, and he just hasn't come.
To be honest, I'm still amazed Royal Mail deliver to a fucking pigeon nest.
Well, you know.
Well, we say it's a pigeon nest. Really, it's a crack den, so it has got a street address and a postcode, so I guess they have to, but...
Mm. He's been hanging around with that mocking again.
Oh, not again.
I know. It's when the court finds out he's going to be in trouble.
Well, has he still got the tag on his leg?
Yes.
I'm not talking about the one that he had when he was a racer, as he keeps telling us.
No, he has still got the tag.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't know. They've got some weird little device that they put next to it, and the kind of light changes colour, and then that seems to do something to it.
Modern technology. Oh, well, while we're waiting, very quick recap of the rules, as we haven't done this one for a while. So do you remember, really quick and simple, well, each of us brings something to the table. If the other one has thought about it in the past year, then there's no point. If they haven't thought about it for the past year, there is a point. And if they don't know what you're talking about, no point.
Mm-hmm.
Really simple. You can go first. What have you bought? Do you remember? And it's in his pocket.
In my pocket. Would you like to close your eyes? Do you? Place it in your hands.
No, I don't want you to take whatever's in your pocket and put it in my hand,
no,
and my eyes closed.
I did clean it because you'd get a bit freaked out. I did clean it.
Oh, fucking hell. What is this? Okay, my eyes are still closed. What the fuck is this? I've kept my eyes closed for the moment. It feels like some sort of freaky... It feels like a hearing aid. This is, I know exactly what this is. I haven't opened my eyes yet, ladies and gentlemen.
He has, he's still got his eyes closed.
This is an old school Bluetooth, early Bluetooth, hands-free kit. And I'm going to say...
Well, it looks like that.
Oh, okay, well, I better open my eyes.
It's more specific.
Oh, shit. Oh, so this is the Xbox 360 wireless, because technology. Microphone and speaker kit for the controller.
Yeah.
This was a really cool design.
Yeah, so you can see it's lost the sponge.
It has lost its sponge.
I was cleaning off all the gunk the sponge had left on it earlier, so you can get freaked out because it was really gross.
The design of this was really good, though. It just looked really modern. It looked really... It looked like something out of a Hollywood prop.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me, actually. I bet you there's some sci-fi film or action film out there that is using this as a prop still.
Yeah, this got a lot of use. Never went wrong. I bet it still works now. I think I only stopped using it. One was probably because I stopped using the 360. But two, the sponge that it used to have there just wore off so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I might have got a black one when I changed to an Elite console.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, so I think I got a black one, but that's disappeared. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, that is such a nice... As it had the little kind of... You could change the angle of the mic ever so slightly, and you could move it backwards and forwards, and then
the
power indicator, the lights on the mic stem was a really nice little touch.
So if anyone can kind of imagine the old school Bluetooth where it has a big thing that goes in your ear with then a stick coming out the front. But this, the way it kind of, instead of going in your ear, it sits on it and has like a rubber kind of half circle, which then wraps behind your ear.
Yeah, imagine you're wrapping a cock ring around your ear.
It's half
and
a
to
cock
hold it
ring
on.
Around your ear, yeah.
Yeah. The only disappointment, and I remember these, but I never had one. The thing that annoyed me most was we were at peak USB technology at that point.
Yeah.
And they used a DC jack to charge it.
Yep.
Do you still have your DC charger for it?
Now, I bet I do. I've just been going through all of my cables, as you saw in the group chat.
I did.
And there's a lot of power supplies I don't know what they're for. So I bet it's one of them's for that.
Fair enough. I haven't thought about this. I know what it is. You definitely get a point.
Right.
There's absolutely zero chance you weren't going to get a point on that one because I just haven't thought about it. Now, if that had been a Bluetooth hands-free kit, though, you wouldn't have.
Mm.
And before we got into the podcast, I was selling the praises of my Yearlink headset I bought for work. And one of the models they do is like an old-school Bluetooth hands-free kit.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me think about hands-free kits. So... If that had been a phone one, I wouldn't have given you the point. But as it's the 360 one, I'm gonna let you have the point on that because
Wicked.
I think that is a good, solid choice.
Good, thank you.
Okay, I guess I should present you mine.
Yes.
Now, I want to put you in a frame of mind. I want you to close your eyes. You're 8 or 9 years old. You're in the summer holidays still and you've got some pocket money. But no one's willing to take you to town, so you're going to have to suffice with what you can buy in Ramesses.
Okay.
And just like any respecting newsagent, you have in the corner of your shop a little rack of newsagent toys.
Oh, yeah.
And they range from...
Shit to shitter.
No, not necessarily. They range from the terrible plastic recorder that everyone knows what I'm talking about, the bright yellow plastic with stickers on that you can guarantee won't make any sort of sound except for, I want to kill this child who bought this for them, all the way to what I've bought today. So I'm going to hand it to you. Hang on a moment. I'm handing it. And it's one of those ones.
Guess because it's in a pack.
It's in a pack. So these are one of the ones that would have been hung on the side. And these were the better era of those sort of toys.
Oh, yeah. You pull the thing out and it flies.
These were... So this is actually a knockoff. So I remember Ramesh selling pretty much this same toy. And what he's got, basically, it's a credit card-sized piece of plastic. It's got a little helicopter
looks
on
like
it.
A cassette tape.
And it's... Yeah, a small cassette tape, whatever, and it's got a red strim kind of handle that you can pull, and it makes the helicopter fly off it once you've set it up. Now, this is the really surprising thing. That is a knockoff. Do you know who made the original ones of those?
Hasbro.
No. So, the original...
Did you open this?
It came opened. I don't care. As long as you don't rip the packaging. So, this came as the knockoff. And it said, this is the knockoff, which is fine. This is based on a set of toys called Pocket Power.
Okay.
And if I will show you the pictures later, you'll remember Pocket Power, there was a car, there was a motorbike, there's the helicopter, there was a little BB gun. There were lots. There were lots and lots different things. It won't work because that's not actually where the red thing goes. So if you look at the back of the pack, you can see where you've got to put it. It doesn't work very well. It is the knockoff. That's kind of... it's very, very what you expect of a newsagent toy.
That's been in there a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, so the Pocket Power brand, which basically this is the knockoff of, was made by Sega.
Oh, really?
Sega, and in the US it was labelled as Tyco.
Should I do it or not do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, go for it. He's going to give it a tug. He tugged and it was a disappointment.
Oh, well, I'm really gutted by that.
I'm really gutted. I've not managed to get it to work. Let me have a try.
Did I do it the wrong way around? Should it go that way? I did it the right way around.
No. There is only one way it can go in. I think it's basically because it's got this kink in it. There's not much it can do, which is really disappointing. Yes. But you're right, it's from like the late 80s, early 90s. So that plastic...
it's a neat little thing. I'll put it back together and put it in the box.
I'm going to give it one more try because, god damn it...
Yeah, it's a little helicopter. You pull a little bit of plastic out, runs across a cog.
That's it, and it's as I say, it's credit card size, so it would fit in your pocket, and it all kind of fits together and clips together nicely, which means, yeah, it did stay together really nicely, and...
Oh, I felt good about that one.
That one
did it.
It did work slightly.
Yeah.
That can go there. Nice. So, that is what I've bought to Do You Remember, then. Do you remember those?
I don't know if I remember that exact one, but I remember the little things you pull the cord on and send the things flying up. But yeah, I haven't thought about them. So I think you're going to get a point, because even though I don't remember that exact one, the toy I do remember.
Good, I'm glad.
So I think it's fair to say that you should be getting a point.
Excellent, that's what I like to hear. I'm just going to very quickly show you. Look, that was the Pocket Power one. That was the little BB gun.
Yeah.
Then they had, where else were we? Oh, there you go. That was the Pocket Power Formula One.
Yeah, I don't recognise that one.
And where's this, funny enough, this one was particularly the one I remember, was the motorbike.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah.
As it had a metal flywheel, basically. And yeah, interestingly, they were made by Sega.
Mmm.
Oh. What's that noise? I can hear your phone going off. No, I can hear Prison Pigeon.
Oh, hang on. He's knocking on the wall. Hang on. The window.
Well, maybe you should try knocking the fucking window, prick.
Oh, yeah. Look, here we go. Hang on.
Oh, right. Go on. In you come.
Yeah, come on, mate.
He's back. All right. You've been absent for over 2 months now, you prick, and you come in here with that language.
Hey, hold on.
You killed your baby, no one else.
Dude, stop.
Look,
just pass us the thing that you got out of the box. You got one out of the box, right? You haven't just come for... You want money.
You can fuck right off, mate.
I'm not giving you any money. If you fucking drop that thing, place it nicely. Right, fuck off then. Fuck off. Go.
Bastard. Fucking sick. Why do we... I don't even know why we try.
I don't know.
Genuinely
sometimes.
Don't know why we try with that cunt anymore.
I don't know either. But he's fucked off now anyway.
Good. Okay. What's he bought us?
So, let me just unravel the letter. Oh, it's from our old friend Andrew Compton.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, mate. And what is it? It's a link to something on eBay. He's fucking written on a piece of paper. Can you get the computer out and I'll tell you what to write?
Yeah, go on then.
HTTPS ///
Okay, we're not, yeah, no.
www.ebay.co.uk/itm/3754918125?
Hey, right, yeah, no, stop there. This is worse than talking about fucking monkeys.
I could keep going. I'm not even on the second
line. I know
line.
You can keep going, and I don't want you to keep going.
Okay, right.
I want you just to shut up.
So, what are we talking about? We are talking about a... It's kind of like Scalextrics, and it's called the Marcon Combat Sky Fighters. Now, what that is as I just said, it's a bit like Scalextrics, but it's aeroplanes, and it's like a course, and it's got loop-de-loops, and it's supposed to make it look like the jets are fighting each other.
As seen on TV.
It looks fucking epic.
It does look really epic.
I've never seen or heard of it before in my entire life.
Snaps. Sorry, Andy, you don't get any point at all.
Yeah, I didn't reply in the chat thing because I was like, well, you wrote, I think, that you didn't know what it was. And I was like, well, I can't write anything now. I could leave it out.
Yeah, I put, nope, not at all.
Yeah.
And then Andy straight away said, can we put it as a do you remember? Well, Andy, listen to the rules next time. If someone says they already don't know what it is, you're not going to get the point.
Sorry, Matt, I want that, though.
I want that. I think that's bloody awesome.
Doesn't say what price, though.
£50.
Well, it's just got a line through the £50. Does that mean that's what it sold for?
Oh, no. I think
someone offered.
Someone must have done a good best offer.
Mm.
Ooh.
So we could have got that.
Yeah, not buying untested. And let's face it, if that's like anything from the 80s and 90s, it's not going to work. And it probably didn't work and when you bought it new.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, my parents... Bless their souls. As an adult, I now understand where they're coming from. Used to say, I'm not going to get you a Scalextrics for Christmas. It's going to get set up once. You're going to play it. And then we're going to say it takes up too much space. Take it to bits. And no fuckers ever going to put... They never said no fuckers.
to you.
In their head.
Mummy, I want this Scalextrics. No fuckers going to play with this, Tom.
Nobody's going to put it together and take it to bits every time you want to play with it. No matter how much I beg. And you know what? They're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, I recently took mine home, didn't I, from my parents. And both the cars are fucked.
Yeah. It was just a ball ache.
He was gutted by.
Oh, bless. Ah, right. Well...
We both got a point. Guest doesn't get
a point.
Guest listeners get nothing.
Oi, you fucking pigeons pissing on my driveway.
Oh, fucking hell.
Right, no, I'm getting the shotgun.
If it's blue and doesn't taste of Pepsi, should you still call it Pepsi? Let's join these two as they taste more crap.
I know we've done one recently, but it felt like a little bit of a, with the rants, and then a do you remember. I felt like old time, so I thought, let's just do a taste test. Because my big green bag is swollen with treats that we still haven't tasted.
This reminds me of Christmas. You've got a big bag you need my hand to be put in.
I would like you to empty my sack.
All of this sack? Or just we're just plucking...
Oh, God, no.
Bag from before?
Yeah, we will be fucking diabetic if we all of this.
Okay, so this is the bag from before.
Right. There's a couple of new things in there. I would like you to have a blind rustle. Close your eyes and then hand it to me and I will feed it to you.
I like Russell. Well, this was the first thing I held. I didn't look at it. My eyes were... I closed it. I'd seen that it's green, and that's all
I saw. It's green. Okay.
I didn't see what it was.
Okay. Oh, what a smell. Straight away, that immediately takes me back. Yeah, well, stop flexing your hand like that. It's really freaky. People have a go at me about taking my socks off, and there's you sat there with your hand out trying to clench my balls. Oh, dear. This is a little bit melty. Hang on a moment.
Oh! It rolled.
It did roll.
It feels like a Tim Tam. I was like, can I just look at it? It looks like a Jaffa cake.
Hang on. It does not look like a Jaffa cake.
Okay, so it's mint. Biscuit.
Oh, that's a good biscuit. That is exactly as they were back in the 90s.
So everyone, what does it look like? It's quite melty. Circular biscuit with a little knobble on top, which does look like... It looks like a fully chocolate-covered...
Not in the slightest. Jaffa cakes are a darker chocolate to start
with.
It's
the same shape.
Oh, right,
okay. With a knob on top.
Fine. Shape, I can just about give you.
Well, it tastes like something minty.
Yeah, it's definitely mint. It's straight up immediately. It's a lunchbox biscuit.
Very melty.
But nice. So delicious.
It's nice. I've no idea what it is.
That is a Viscount biscuit.
Oh, okay.
Or as I used to pronounce it at school, I've got a Viscount.
A Viscount. Let's have a look.
They are... I didn't know they still made these. I thought this was one of the many, many biscuits and sweets of our era that had just disappeared. Like,
they used to go in the fridge.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stick them in the fridge later and then I'll stick them in the biscuit
barrel. 100% extra free.
Nice.
Ooh, lovely, it says. It says, ooh, lovely, 100% free.
But yeah, these were a kind of... They were always in my lunchbox at primary school. Either this or a penguin. And I... They are... Honestly, they have not changed in flavour. Anything about that has changed.
Do you want me to read the tag on the front?
Ooh, go on then.
Ooh, 14 baked biscuits with a mint cream layer covered in a smooth milk chocolate flavoured coating. This is very camp, isn't it? I like it. Ooh, 14 baked biscuits. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, lovely. 100% extra free.
What did you think of a Viscount then? Now,
I enjoyed that.
Bear in mind, just to say... The other day, when we were in the field, and we got the scoring slightly wrong, you know, we had the duff and we just rated it as a 3.5.
Yeah, but then we instantly went back and
Instantly go back. I was driving with the wife, listening to it, and she started flapping. You haven't done the scoring properly.
No, I'm glad she's into it because
the scoring properly.
I can pull you up because you keep wanting me to go to being a normal score.
No, I don't.
I like our score system. I don't remember if it's 2.4 to 6 or 2 to 6.4.
Who
I can't
knows?
Fucking remember. We've corrected ourselves in it multiple times.
Well, I'm straight up writing that down as a 5-point lunchbox classic. It's not quite a 6. But it's close, because that has not changed in all of the years that I can remember.
Yeah.
That immediately takes me back to primary school, opening my lunchbox, smelling the polony sandwiches, the crisps, and then that. And it's, just has not changed. Absolute full
What's
on.
What's a polony sandwich?
Polony was a meat that apparently you can't buy anymore, which suggests it must have been... horrendously bad for you.
Is that what the teddy bear ham was?
No, that's just reconstituted meat that they pushed through many, many, many kind of layers until bone and testicle were removed and just gave you meat.
Well, that you know what, I would like that more if it had less chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, because I really like the mint flavour of it. And maybe it's just because the chocolate's melty and I don't like melty chocolate. I like my chocolate cold. But still lovely, and I'm going to give it a 5-point... Ooh, matron.
Okay, so polony is a finely ground pork and beef sausage, often served in a red or orange skin and served cold in slices. Mm-hmm. Morrison's Poloni has a low average rating of 2.4 out of 5 with complaints about taste and texture.
The two main things about food, the taste and texture.
Yeah,
smell as well.
Common ingredients include pork, water, wheat flour, seasoning, potato starch and preservatives. Yeah, it is what it is. It used to be delicious. We used to get it in sandwiches. Mm. And probably because mum cried at the thoughts of trying to get us to eat anything because we were such fussy eaters. Well, I was. My oldest brother, middle brother, was fine. I was a fussy eater, so she was probably glad I was eating anything at that point. Mm. Right, let's have another taste. It's my turn to blindly rummage in the bag.
Rummage in my sack now. Gets up to the elbow. That's where the good stuff is. This is a rummage. Okay. It's a singular item.
It is a singular item.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay.
Nope, so, shit, I've just headbutted the mic.
This is a two-finger item. Would you like a whole finger?
Oh, a finger of fun. Oh, no, it's a finger of fudge, isn't it? Mm. I will have a whole finger.
Hang on, microphone. Excuse me.
Right.
Pull it out, baby.
So straight away, by the smell and the texture of it, I know this is dairy milk.
Yeah.
Mmm. Hello.
Spoilers. I'm going to get a sore throat.
Mmm. Okay. I know what's in that bag and I know what this is. I'm going to open my eyes. This is the Twirl caramel.
Nope.
No?
Nope. Doesn't say caramel on here.
What is it?
It says honeycomb sundae.
Oh, fuck off. That's just... Mm, okay, hang on.
I've had one bite, and I have a sore throat.
Okay.
How much sugar is in this fucking thing?
A lot, I would imagine.
Ingredients: full cream, milk, sugar. So it's the second ingredient.
So, I can see where they're coming from. Okay, I can get...
It's very tasty.
It's really tasty. But I would have said that tastes more like the caramel than anything, but it... I get what they're saying. It is kind of... There is a toffee undertone to it. There is a...
It's not creamy enough for caramel.
No, maybe you're right there. But there's definitely... Honeycomb, I can't say there is. More a toffee kind of butterscotchy sort.
Absolutely is what I'm tasting. Butterscotch.
Yeah, it's Angel Delight butterscotch.
Yeah.
With a crunchy kind of chocolate outer skin to it.
Has the same texture as... No. It's a bit softer than a normal Twirl, but again, it's melted a bit.
Yeah, well, it does get very hot in here. I do need to put them in a different place, I think, to keep cool. It's very nice.
A serving is only one finger.
Oh, fuck right off.
And your finger was way fatter than my finger. Yeah, have fun with that one, Jeb.
Yeah, and I wonder why she looks at me and you funnily.
She looks at you much more longingly than me.
So, ladies and gents, you've just found out that Rob looks at me longingly.
No, I said she looks at you more longingly than she looks at me.
I think you'll find fingers. If we... Right, no. No. No, Robert.
That's going to get cut.
That's going to get reversed, destroyed and whatever else, because you cannot say those things on this podcast.
That one you can message me about on Discord.
Jesus fucking wet. Right. 4 point. They lied about what it tastes like, because as delicious as that is, I'm not happy that that does not taste of a honeycomb ice cream sundae to me.
Yeah, it doesn't
taste... That more like fucking butterscotch Angel Delight, which is delicious, but I don't want to be lied to. Just call it a Twirl butterscotch.
Yeah, it doesn't taste what it says it is. But it's still nice. I've got the sore throat, so there's loads of sugar in it. It's a 4 point creamy.
4 point creamy.
But not creamy enough. Not creamy enough to be a caramel, but still quite nice.
Nice. I think we've probably got time for one more selection. Ooh. So, Rob, rummage around in my green sack.
Oh, there's another bag in here. A bag within a bag.
I'm surprised you didn't try and find the blue...
Tempted me.
The blue Pepsi.
Is there a drink in there?
There's a blue Pepsi in there.
Shall we get that?
Oh, don't worry about closing your eyes for that. We'll find that later. Okay, we are going to do blue Pepsi. Cheap Show beat us to it, but can I just say, we... Pardon me.
Oh my gosh.
Beat them to the sun-kissed orange mango. And the Cool Blast flavours of Tango. And doing a podcast.
This is the one I brought, right?
It is.
So I have actually tried this.
Oh, okay. Well,
just
I have.
Miranda really want to try, so I
Whereas
brought one.
I have tried this, but you have...
We've done that.
We haven't done it as a taste test, though, have we? I gave you some, and you took it home with you.
You gave me, like, two. We did it as a taste test.
We haven't done it as a taste test.
Didn't we?
We haven't done Peppermint Crisp as a taste test. All we've done is I've let you taste some and I sent bars home with you because my colleague got these for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we haven't actually taste tested. Right. So,
well,
for
it's
those
incredible.
So for those of you that are listening and to the argument, this is Peppermint Crisp all the way from South Africa. And basically, it looks like milk chocolate on the outside and then you bite into it and fuck me, it's like the most delicious mint cracknel you'll ever have.
Yeah.
It's basically just mint crystals on the inside. And you open it up and it looks like you're eating chocolate kryptonite.
I was sharing one of them with some of the guys on the building site. And all of us loved it. Everyone who had some did.
Do you know what? I like that. You're eating chocolate kryptonite.
It's got such a funny texture, but...
This crunch you can hear. Hang on.
So really nice Nestle chocolate on the outside. And then a crunch, like it's some kind of crunchy sweet that kind of gets a bit chewy almost as you're crunching it. But a really strong mint flavour.
A similar crunch almost to a crunchy, just not as dense.
It's a really refreshing taste.
Yeah, it's not a mouthwash level of mint. It's... not overly minty, but it's also minty. It's just right. I think the only thing that lets it down is the chocolate.
Yeah.
But even then, it's only a thin layer of chocolate around it, isn't it? It's not like it's really chunky chocolate and then this crunchy centre. It's a really dainty, thin layer of milk chocolate around this lovely, crispy mint crystal.
Yeah. This, for me, is a...
Oh, my God. Is it happening? Have we got another one that's...
Yeah. This is a 6-point...
Shit, son.
Sexual chocolate.
That is a 6-point chocolate kryptonite.
It's so good.
It is so...
What was the other 6 that we did? Was that in the field? We don't
Simon!
Fucking, we don't even fucking remember what it was.
No, that wasn't in the field. That wasn't our first 6, was it?
No. We've only had 2 6s now, well, from me anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that was nice. That was delicious.
Some of this?
Yeah, go on then. We're going to share the bottle because we both know where each other's been.
Electric blue Pepsi.
Yep, electric blue Pepsi. I've seen today there are new products that is going to be coming to the taste test. Blackberry flavoured Dr. Pepper Zero.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Really?
Blackberry, not the zero part. I like Dr. Pepper.
Well, I don't know if they're
like
going to do a normal one as well, so we'll keep an eye out for that one. And I can't think of what the other one was now. Oh, Berries and Cream Pepsi. Yeah, no, I agree with that one. It's like,
you can have the first taste because I have had this before.
Oh, it's even got blue bubbles.
Yeah. It's going to be difficult because we've got that minty aftertaste we're going to have to try and clear. If you may have some of your other drink to...
No, I'll be okay. I'm just having a sniff and it's hard to identify anything from that really. I can't place it. Now, I know what Cheap Show have said about it and again, immediately disappointed that zero fucking sugar.
I don't know what they said. I haven't listened to
it. Carbonated low-calorie citrus cola flavor soft drink. And it does just say citrus flavors, so you don't even get a rough idea of what it's meant to be. Let me have a... Okay. So the first thing I'm going to say is that was a mistake after peppermint.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work in the slightest, so... Hmm.
Wash your mouth away with that. That's what I'll try and do with this tea.
Let me give that another try. Hang on a moment. So, straight away, I'm going to hand it over to you so you can have your taste now. And you can recollect and remember what you thought about it. That taste, weirdly, and I can't place it. Yes, I can. I can place it.
Yep, tastes how I remember it.
It tastes like something similar to Panda Pop lemonade. No, I don't want it back.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
It tastes like a really cheap lemonade with no sugar in it, which is just wrong. Interestingly, I don't know if it's because I've had all the chocolate that we've just had. There doesn't seem to be the typical aspartame lingering taste. That doesn't seem to be there, which is nice for once.
Mm. I don't think it tastes even remotely like a Pepsi.
No, it doesn't taste like Pepsi in the slightest. It tastes like a really weak, fake lemonade. So not a good lemonade like R. White's or even the Tesco lemonade tastes better than that. It just tastes like a substandard sugar-free lemonade. I can't put my finger on what else there is to it. It's very strange.
I don't know what it's meant to taste like. Is it meant to be like a blue raspberry kind of thing? You know, that American...
Well, no, it's citrus. I would never call raspberry or berry citrus. If it was meant to be berries, you would say berry.
But it doesn't
berry.
Say citrus anywhere. It does. In the ingredients, it says citrus
flavour. Yeah, look at the name. Low-carbonated citrus flavoured drink.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm drinking a can of... I'm kind of sad to say this. I'm drinking a can of Reign Orange Dream School, which we have taste tested, mm-hmm. because I actually quite like this. And this says carbonated orange flavoured drink. And that's all you need to know about it. So the fact that the Pepsi says it's a carbonated citrus drink, I would expect lots of citrus undertones and flavours. And no, I'm just getting that it feels like a really unsettling person is kind of just slightly tickling my tongue because the bubbles are really shit. And then there's virtually no flavour.
Natural citrus flavourings with other natural flavourings. That is what it says as the ingredients.
The natural flavourings of
anything.
Human.
And then caffeine. It could be anything. I could tell you, I think this is fucking gross. Right, don't see the point to it.
It's a 2-point citrus piss.
The only thing I'd give them props to is it's not like some of the other ones where it's just a little bit of flavour added to the original drink.
Correct.
This is a completely different drink.
It is, but it why then call anything? It Pepsi?
Yeah. They're just using the name.
Oh, me, Jesus.
They could have just called it Electric Blue.
They could have called it Electric Blue. Look at back in the 90s when we had Tab Clear.
Excuse me.
Coke didn't just go, okay, well, we're just going to call it Transparent Diet Coke.
Mm.
No, we'll just call it a proper product name. So we're going to call it Tab Clear by Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That shouldn't be called Pepsi.
No.
I know Pepsi make it, but you're right. Just call it Electric Blue by Pepsi.
Yeah. And that'd be better. It still tastes like fucking shit. This is a 2-point, what was the fucking point?
Yeah, 2-point citrus piss.
Who are they marketing it to?
Smurfs.
It's the end of the show, finally. I've also installed anti-chipmunk protocols to this booth. I'm telling you now, this is my place of work, and you will respect me. Oh, go and listen to the same outro as normal. Go on, off you go, like I care.
And that is it for another episode. Thanks for coming along, Rob. Thanks for sitting in my office with me and keeping me company.
Thanks for having me.
We've got to do this again, don't we? And again, and again, and again for the rest of our lives.
Can never, ever quit.
Nope. Not until Cheap Show quit. And then we've got to go past their number, add some.
Well, they're about to do 400. How many have we done? Not even 100 yet.
40.
40, oh God.
We've done 10% of what they've done.
No wonder
and they release theirs every
insane.
Week.
Yeah, they're every week. We're every other fucking week. Can we add the Trek show as part of the tally?
Shh, yes. Genuinely, though, we do absolutely love doing this show. If you would like to take part, please email podcasts@channel84.co.uk. If you want to speak to us individually, you can email tj@channel84.co.uk or rob@channel84.co.uk. If you want to find our social networks, then what you can do is head over to channel84.co.uk. That is our indie network where we support little indie creators, and you can find the Variety Show podcast there. And under contact, you'll find all our links for things like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter. What else is there? Threads, Blue Sky, you name it, and it's on there. And while you're on the channel84.co.uk webpage, why don't you check out The Untitled Trek Show, one of the other indie creators, which is also Rob and I. Or you could check out Lightly Used, a new podcast that's on their fourth episode released this week. Or you could check out Who Takes the Socks Off, a much longer, older podcast than all of us. So go and check them out as well. That's it, basically.
Good.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we will see you in a couple of weeks for another episode, and we'll be talking about Paw Patrol.
Yay, love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
That was The Variety Show. Thank you for listening. The next episode will be out in 2 weeks' time. This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.